The Mishnah said, Chamor Yetzah B'Midas V'Zman K'Shik Shurubay. A Chamor could go out with a saddlebag if it's tied to it. And the Gemara says, Omishmu V'Kshik Shurulim Erev Shabbos. It's not good enough if you tie it on Shabbos, it has to be already tied Erev Shabbos. The Gemara brings a Deek from the Mishnah, the next Mishnah that way. Now why does it have to be tied altogether? So that the Gemara says, if it's not tied, it's Pasha that it's Asu, because Dulman Afal V'Asul Asuyei. If the saddlebag is not tied to the donkey, so it could easily fall off, and Chazal always geyser, if something falls off, you might carry it for Amos B'Shus HaRabim. But why does it have to be tied every Shabbos? Why can't it be tied on Shabbos? So there we have Kama Taimim that are given. Tosfos brings down, that Rashi later on Daf Nandal Amud Beis says, that if it's not Kshurim every Shabbos, it's a Masli. If you don't tie it from every Shabbos, it's a Masli. Exact lashon of Rashi is shekshur le'merv shamis goli me'esmo shitzricha l'kach. You're megala from the day before that it needs it. Sheila l'malbush. That way it could be a malbush. And Taisa says two other pshatim. Taisa says a pshat that if it's einik shur me'erv shamis, it sounds like you wanted to carry the medas. It doesn't sound like you're doing it. It doesn't seem like you're doing it. To help the chamor, it seems like you want it to be to carry the medas, and the purpose is that it sounds like you want to bring it to a faraway place, maybe out of the tchum. And some rishonim say that looks like you're bringing it to the marketplace, like we have this shash later in the perek. So Mashah is a little bit bothered. He says, "What's the chilah between Rashi's pshat and the Oyesh Lefarish?" The Mashah names on that it's pashit. Rashi doesn't mean that it's mamash amasli. If Lamaisa the Chamor needs it, what's the difference if you're Kaishim Esmol or not? And Mashah Nemzon in Svarim, it can't be that just because you didn't tie it in Esmol, it's a Masr. It can't be whether it's a Malbush or a Masr, it's totally if the Chamor needs it. Elamai, Lechayo Rashi means is that it looks like you're not doing it for the Tzarech of the Chamor. It looks like you're only doing it because you want him to carry the Merdas. That's Mamish the second Pshat. What's the chilah between the two Pshatim as I affect the Mashah? Now the Prima Gadim, Simon Shinhei, in Mishmah Tzayzov, Ois Hei, he mentions the Marashah, but he says, L'chayr Pshat and Rashi is it's the Daraisa Dikasvara. As I Zok, the Marashmah L'chayr, that it's the Daraisa Dikasvara. Then it's very clear to Chilik. Rashi is saying, it's the Daraisa Dikadin, it is B'mitzias Amasli, if you were in Kaishu at Merv Shabbos. And Taisha says, well, Eidesh Lefarish, it's not a Masli. Says people think it's a Masli. The Sharet Tzion also in the Mishnah Berurah, Eish Chafalef also says that according to Rashi, he says with the Pshitas, according to Rashi, it's the Raisa. But Taisa says that maybe it looks like you want to carry the Medas, or it looks like you want to bring the Behemel L'machem Rachek, and then it will be the Rabbanan. But it's like a big Chiddush, that in order for it to be a Malbush, it has to be a Vegishtel to be a Malbush, Mibayd Yayim. It could be like we mentioned in the previous Shia, a Chakira, if the pshat is a behemah, can have a malbush, or just that it's necessary for the protection of the behemah, that alone is the matter. Maybe Rashi l'shitasa chayach a malbush, and Rashi holds that the shei malbush is totally a me'esmol. If me'esmol, it's not a malbush, it doesn't become a malbush in Shabbos. Mashagin, if you hold, that thus a lane that you need it for the protection of the chamor becomes batal to the goof, not also shei malbush, then it wouldn't be totally a me'esmol. Ulay. Now there's a fourth tam, which is brought in the Rishonim, from the Yishalmi, that the reason why you're not allowed to be kosher on Shabbos is because you're being mishtamash at Malei Chaim. If you want to be kosher and medas on a chamor b'Shabbos, you're going to end up leaning on the chamor and being mishtamash at Malei Chaim. We'll speak a little later, Be'ezer Hashem. Putting on the medas alone is not called mishtamash at Malei Chaim. We'll see why. But if you lean on it, then it will be mishtamash at Malei Chaim. So when you tie it, you generally speaking would have to lean on it in order to tie it. The Rashba and the Rosh, the Magen Mishnah, all bring this from the Yerushalmi. So the Prima Gadim says, if that would be the time, it would come out that b'di'evin, if you did do it, b'isser, or if a guy did it, so you'd be allowed to bring it out. Let's say it already has a merdas on that was put on a Shabbos al-day a guy, you'd be allowed to bring it out. Now, Shengen, if the time is because of the Mishtamash of Balei Chaim, that's only an Issa to be kashered. But once it's kashered, be Issa, so maybe you'll have it sad. It can't be Nenemi Melech HaShemis, but it's only the Rabbanan. Kapanim, if a guy does it, Shalai Midas Yisrael, you'd be allowed to bring it out. Well, if either Yishayim's Tam, even if it was done on a day a guy, you wouldn't be allowed to bring it out. According to Rashi, it's a Masi, or it looks like a Masi, or if it was not tied, Me'esma, it looks like you want to bring it Lamakim Rachik, you wouldn't be allowed to bring it out. But Pashas from the Pais can both time him aright. You know, you're not allowed to tie it on, and that's how Smashtamash of Balachayim, even if you're not intending to bring it out. Because the Rosh brings from the Yishalmi and the Raja brings from the Yishalmi that putting it on is called, it has Xerim, it's like being Mishtamash of Balechayim, tying it on, putting it on, the Gemara says it's Mutav, but tying it on is like Mishtamash of Balechayim, so now they tie it on even if you don't intend to bring it out. And even if you tied it on, Be'isr, while you're Degai, you're now allowed to bring it out because of the time of the Yishayim have, because it's a Masayu, because it looks like a Masayu Kadayimah. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch in Sif Zayin in Simon Shinei writes, Chamoy Yaitzim Bedas Ushi Ekshur Merv Shabbos. You can only be Yaitzim if it's Ekshur Merv Shabbos, Mashu, even with the Evid, you can't go out. And in Sif Ches, he says, Umut Lidim Bedas Ochmam Neitzino Bavash Ekshur Enubayim, they should be Kaishu Tzarech Lekarev, and this is Mishamash Balechayim. In Sif Ches, he brings the Tam Mishamash Balechayim, even if you're not going out. Now, Chayim say also the Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam, and the Birish Mishnayis of the Rav, the Bar Tanur, also mashmen away. They say that it's asur to tie it on. The Rav Taka says, "Alts Mishnayis of Balachayim." And they say, "Other, if you did it, Beveira, then you're not allowed to bring it out." So it sounds clearly that both dinam are true. You're not allowed to tie it on, and that could be Alts Mishnayis of Balachayim. And you're not allowed to bring it out, and that could be Alts Masri, or Magzik Masri Yukadayma. It's interesting also, the Gayin in Shnei Selyo says a whole different pshat. Not sure why he wants to say a new pshat, but he says that the reason why you can't tie it on Shabbos is because there's an Issa Kshira on Shabbos. So you wouldn't be able to tie it with a tight knot. So you'll be able to tie it with a loose knot. That would be also because then utaka be a shashadum enough of asa l'siyeh. If you tie it Erev Shabbos, so you can tie it with a tight knot, and then it won't fall off. But if you want to tie it on Shabbos, to tie it with a tight knot is an Issa Kshira. To tie with at least loose knot, you didn't take care of them enough of us this year. That's a Goyin's pshat, why it has to be Kshur Olay Merv Shabbos. And now let's go right up. The Gemara is a Shaila Boim Merv Asim Rashi B'chir B'Rav Mal Litim Medas Lagab B'Chamor B'Shabbos. So you learn to put a Medas and a Chamor on Shabbos without tying it on. And it won't go out Lusha Sarabim. Stam. It won't go out Lusha Sarabim. It will be in the Chatzir. So what should possibly be the Isser? So Taisa says the Isser is Tircha. That's all Gemara, with the Sus, with the Ukuf, with the Traskel, all these things are an Isser of Tircha. But Rashi says that the reason why it'll be Isser, Rashi the Maskel Esvei, the Domi Kilitzarach Latina Masse. It looks like you want to load it up with a Masse. So Rabbi Kveg is bothered. Rashi's sheet is that if you didn't tie it from before, from Erev Shabbos, it's Taka Masse. Elamai, only in the Chatzah. If you're in the Chatzah, what should be the Issa Masri? As a fact, also the Rishash, and also the Rishash says, the Gemara is discussing, if you're not allowed to take off the Ukif, so Koshkin is not allowed to put it on. Taking off the Ukif, how does it show that you want to load it up with the Masri? Adrabi, taking off the Ukif. But like the Minchas Ariel points out, Rashi Lechor is telling you why he said Masri. Because Avada taking off the Ukif is not a shayla of Masa. Taking off the Ukif would be a shayla of Tircha. But Rashi's bothered with the Gemara, Hashta Litul Amel Loy Laniach Mibaya. And Rashi's bothered. What does it mean? That's where he says Adama Kilu Tzarech Latina Masa. He's explaining what's the pshat in the Gemara, Hashta Litul As Laniach Mibaya. Why? What's a Chilik Litul Laniach? Why is one a Kavachayma for the other? They're both Tircha. They're both the same Tircha. What's the chilek? The Teretz says, Vaisis Laniach has another Isser, Kilat Sarach Latina Masli. And the Pshat is, even though you're not going out to the Shisarabim, but people might think that you're putting on a saddleback, people might think that you're going to go out in the Shisarabim. And Eina Chanami, the Isser of Lital is not nothing to do with Masli. The Isser of Lital is Tercha, but the Isser of Laniach, let's say by an Ukif or by other behemoths, like we'll discuss, it's not called Masli. And as I remember, state Mefurish in the Levush, in Simon Chinhei, in the Magen Avram there, that when it says the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like, we'll see soon that you're not allowed to put a medas on a sus, so the Magen Avram and the Levush both say, because it looks like you want to make a masui. And when it says you're not allowed to take off the ukif, or the medas. So the Magen Avraham and the Levush say because the Teir Hashem Letzayach. It's mamish. That's mamish Rashi Shita. Rashi saw in the Gemara an extra chaymer of putting on. That extra chaymer is kilo tzarech latinei masri. But avada the ikke iser of traskel and litoil is avada tercha according to Rashi also. Now the Mincha Zeril says it's a little bit shver. One thing blimes a little shver is that Rav said that since you could be toil at traskel kavachaymer medas if traskel was shemtaynig shari. Maybe only terch is mutter, and terch is taka mutter only, even if it's mishum tainug. But here you have another chaymer of atina masin. I don't have that by traskel. So where do you see from traskel and medas is mutter? Traskel is taka only tainug, but all you have is tercha. Medas you have tsar, but lachar you also have that looks like latina masli. So Rashi performs this also, because Rashi says, Madaris mutter de tsarihi, hilchach urchi bachi lav maslihu. Because it's a tsar, that makes it not a masli. But still a little bit shver, where do you see that from traskel? You're saying another svara. It's not a raya from traskel. You need a new svara by Madaris to say it's mutter, because since it's a tsar, the male you don't have masli. That's svara you don't see from traskel. It's not a kalvachayim from traskel. There's an extra issa by putting on a medas, of course a masay, Taisus doesn't hold that way. Now the maskonis agamara, there's a big shaila in the Rishenim, how we paskin, because like we see, the machalik is Rav and Shmuel, Rav holds it even tainug is mutter, and Shmuel says, dafka tzar, not tainug. And the gemara is marchiv a little bit, takes it to Amid Beis. And we paskin like Shmuel, because that's Rabbi Yechanan holds, and Bemson, the brises are muchrich that way, and you have to answer Rav Tanu Upalug, like Tezer V'machal D'Shameh, the Kamesayan Day says. But Bema says, the Machlekes Rishayna Malacha L'Maisa, what exactly is Mutter, what exactly is Aser? The Smag, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the Torah brings down the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that you're allowed to put a Medas on a Chamar, but you're not allowed to take a Medas from a Chamar, or an Ukif. That's the Chari pretty much Mefurish in the Gemara. But a sus, also any other animal, everything's asur. You're not allowed to put on a medas or an ukif, nor are you allowed to take off a medas or an ukif. The only one het there is to put on a medas on a chamar. So the Bi'ur Agra on Shulchan Aruch is masbir, that they learned up the Gemara like this. When our papa was asked, when there was a Gemara Sakasha, Maishnami ukif, why is medas different than ukif? If you're allowed to put a medas on a chamar, how come you can't take an ukif off a chamar? So Rav Papa said, "Kam lechama, kam letzanina. Lechama is letzara, letzanina is letzara. V'hayna d'ami inchi chama afila b'tkufas tamas kirirele." That to warm it up this tzar, to cool it down, there's no tzar, because ami inchi chama afila b'tkufas tamas kirirele. So the guy explains, the smag learned that you need the din, you need the svara of chama afila b'tkufas tamas kirirele to be mata putting a medas on a chamar. So it's dafka chamar. Chamar has a svara of chamar afil b'tkufas tamas kirele. So that's why you're allowed to put a medas. But to put a medas on a sus or okif, or to put an okif on a chamar, is all asr. Because you need the svara of chamar b'tkufas tamas kirele. I mean, you see in the Mishnah that a chamar can go out with a medas, a chamar can't go out with an okif. Because an okif doesn't really work to be mecham the chamar. So it's a heter only with a medas, not with an okif. And it had to only with the chamar and not with the sus, and it had to only to put it on and not to take it off. But the Gaon points out, Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns that the svara of chamar b'tkufas tamas kirirele is a svara why you're not allowed to take off an ukif. He says, Netilas ukif eina elashe yitzdanen shenes chama l'idei masui. Somehow it got hot because it was carrying too much. And v'loi shakal el ichbuslan sheyitzdanen me'el of d'armi inchi. The Armiyinch is explaining why Litzanana is not a tzar. Not why Lechamama is a tzar. Why Litzanana is not a tzar. The Zagdagayin, according to Rashi, you don't need a tam to be matir. Anything the animal needs. A chamar, you could put on a medas, you could put on an ukif. A sus, you could put on a medas, you could put on an ukif. And fakert, a sus, you could even take off the medas and the ukif. Because a sus, you need to be mitzanin it. There's one issa state in the Gemara. Litzanana for the chamar, because since chamar afil b'tkufas tamas kirirele, so male you don't need the litzanana. So the smag holds that you need the svara of chama betkufas tamis kruale, that's the heter. That's the matter. So you need this matter of chama betkufas tamis kruale. Otherwise, it's aser. So when do you have this matter? To put a medas on a chamar. Everything else is aser. Mashain kein rashios faket. Everything's mutter. You could put a medas on a chamar, you could put a medas on a sus, you could put an ukaf on a chamar, you could put an ukaf on a sus. You could take an ukaf or medas off a sus. There's one thing you can't do. You can't take an ukaf or a medas off a chamar because litzan and aless litzan. Because you have an iser. Chamat kufas tamas kriyle is an iser. That you don't have the tsar by Latsanana. That's Taich the Gain. Now the Tur seems to have a third sheet though, because the Tur, when he brings the smag, he says that he holds that you could put on a medas or a ukif on a sus or on a chamar. But it doesn't say clearly you could put the medas on the sus. That's a machalik is the bach and the taz. But it does say clearly you could put an ukif on a sus. And he says, because the whole reason why you're not allowed to do it, he says, is because, like the Rush brings from the Yishalmi, that when you tie a medas on an animal, you're being mishtamish of balei chayim who would do ukif. But if you're putting it on without tying, what should possibly be the problem? Does that deter? So mainly, you could put on a medas or an ukif on a chamar, and you could put an ukif on a sis. Ein chiluk ben sus lechamar, he says. But the Beis Yosef is matmi on him. He says, where does this fit into the Gemara? The Gemara is not discussing the Isser of Mishtamash of Balei Chaim, that when you kaisha being Mishtamash of Balei Chaim, the Gemara says, the Gemara first started off, if you're not allowed to take off the Ukif, so Koshi and Allah put on the Ukif. And the Gemara talks about Traskel and about Tsar and about Tainug. So the Beis Yosef likes the smang, that the Pshat is everything's Asr because you need Tsar. And the only tsar is, like we explained, the only tsar is putting a medas on the chamar. There, this tsar, because chamar betkufas tamas kriyle, that you need that to be matir. But the Torah says that it's mutter because there's no shash of yishtamash of balei chayim. Where's it coming from? That was a very shvei taka. The Bach and the Taz and the Chedushik Sam Sefer, if you know, they both, all three of them are marich to explain the Torah. And then come Akal Maharich. Akabana, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is that there's only one heter putting a medas on a chamar. And the Taz says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that a kol afiyah inyan. I mean, if it's really, really cold outside, and the Sussim are having a lot of tzar, so then, of course, everyone's maskim, you can put a medas or an ukif on the Suss, whatever it will take to warm them up. If they happen to be bitzar, then bitzar. Well, let's say there's a lot of flies around, and that's really, really bothering them because it's hot weather and a lot of flies around. You put a medas to protect it from the flies. Halacha l'maisa, Mustama, the one taking care of the animals, knows when the animals are b'tzar. If it's taka, tzar, it's mutter. But just the sugya sagamara, like we're saying, we have these two mahalchim, we have Rashi, that holds that really everything's mutter, to mechamim and mitzanin, just one thing's asr is, to take off something to mitzan and the chamar, because you don't need it; it'll become mitzunah by itself. Hashem Kain, the sefer, the smag says everything's aser, except when you have a special reason why to be matter, because karmen b'tkufa tamis kriyale to put the medas on the chamar. And we have the two, which seems to say the gemara is discussing another iser, not tircha and not masli, but it's the iser of mishdamish of balei chayim, and it's a bissel shvei had to figure out the sugya of gemara according to the Torah. And another inyan like this, the Teisa Shonim, the Maskel Tail and Traskel, asked the Kasha Bechal, how could you put things on an animal? We have a halacha, it's brought a line in the end of the Masech, the Daf Kufn and Dalet, you now be mishtamish with Balei Chayim, just like you now be mishtamish with the Elon. You now be mishtamish with the Elon, you might take off a branch, you now be mishtamish with Balei Chayim, you might cut off a branch to lead the Balei Chayim. Now, earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Mem Hei and Aleph, it says that you can put a candle on a tree on Yom Tov because you might take it off afterwards, and Shabbos is not a problem. So you see that taking something off a tree or putting something on a tree is called being mishtamish with the tree. So why wouldn't you say the same thing with the animal, that taking something on the animal and putting something, taking something off the animal, putting something on the animal could be called mishtamish with a balchai? Why is it not sal tzeim? Why are you allowed to put now a traskel and medas, take it on, put it off, a ukif, all these things? What happened to the iser being mishtamish of the bal chai? So Teis Yishanim says that there you're shaking the branches. Here you're not shaking the animal. So I saw in Dibris Meisha, Arachas, he says, what does it mean here you're not shaking the animal? The Emes says, that's mafurish, that you're allowed to pull an animal on Shabbos. Like Teis says a little bit earlier, Devi Masko Ma'alit and Amradas, he should have said, because there shaking a tree is an Isser, here moving an animal is no Isser. In other words, there's no issur to put something on top of a tree or off a tree. It's only when you're moving the tree. Moving a tree is called mishtamash balachai. Moving an animal is not. He says maybe that's what Teis Hashanah means. And Arya the Teis Hashanah ends that Rav Asur and Rav Nosson that wanted to Asur, maybe he thought it was called mishtamash balachai. So you see in the Teis Hashanah that he also learned the Gemara a little bit like the Tur, that the issue here was being mishtamash balachai. Al Kopanim, the Teis Hashanah was saying a big chiddush that taking something off or putting something on a tree, that's not called mishtamash balechayim. Only if you're moving the tree. Now the Rosh also discusses the same thing, and the Rosh writes at the end of his shtikaliyah, mikan yesh ledakdek, kodei neisten neraga bedekel biyantiv, that we had before, you can't put an air by a dekel. It's not because that's called mishtamash mechuber. The reason is gazrinin shemayala be'ilan kadei litloi. The problem was, the reason why they didn't allow you to have a candle in the Nair is because you might climb up on the tree to get it. But just taking something on a tree, putting off the tree, that's not called mishtamish. So he's being more makel than the Teis Hashanah. He's saying that the pshat in that Gemara there is that you can't have the Nair in the tree because you might take it off. What does it mean you might take it off? You might climb up the tree to get it off. So from both the Teis Hashanah and from the Rosh, it sounds mavur. You like to put something on a tree or take something off a tree on Shabbos. Teis Hashanah says the only problem is when you might shake the branches. And the Rosh is saying the only problem is you can't have something on a tree where there's a shash, you might climb up the tree to get it. But Be'etzim, you like to put something on a tree or take something off a tree. Now the Ramah in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph, says clearly that if there's a chayvitz on a tree, you're not allowed to take it. And the Magen Avraham there, Sif Katan Beis, brings the Rosh. But he's very bothered, because the Maaseh said, other Gemaras, it's mashma clearly that you can't put something in a basket or take something off a basket if the basket's hanging by the tree. That's called Mishtamish B'tzadi Ha'ilan. I would say maybe the Teis Hashanah would say the same answer, because you're moving the basket. And since the basket's hanging on the tree, it's called Tzadi Ha'ilan. That's the Gemara, that Tzadi Ha'ilan is Asur. Just Tzidate Tzadim is Mutter. Like, let's say there was a nail on the tree and the basket's hanging from the nail, that's Mutter. But Vaita, because you're moving the basket. Stop putting something on a basket or taking something off the basket without moving it, the Teis Hashanah would say it's Mutter. And the Rashi is bothered with, because it's a Chayim Mavur, you can't put something off the basket, take it off the basket. And the Rashi says you can't take the Nair off the tree because you might climb the tree. So the Magen Avraham clears to say that the pshat in the Rosh is that any time things are on a tree, you have a cheshish, you might climb the tree, even if it's very low. But like plug, they weren't, since trees could be high, so they didn't want you to put anything on a tree or take anything off the tree because you might climb the tree. Now, shaying the behemoths are always low. They're always, you never have to climb on a behemoth to get it. And the male, they weren't cheshish. But he's a little bothered because the Rosh sounds like he's telling you a chiddush din. That's not called mishtamish bilam when you put something on a tree, you take something off a tree. If anyway, it's going to be also because you might climb the tree, no matter what. So the Rosh is not telling you a chiddush din. So the Magen Avraham is bothered. I think according to Teis Hashanah, it might be good because the only time it's also to take something on and put something off is when you move it. So the kol also is when you move it. Now the Magen Avraham says that the Magen Mishnah is mavur, that taking something on a tree, putting it off the tree, and that's the makar of the Ramah, is called being mishtamish of the tree. And that's what the Magen Avraham paskins. And he says, so how come by the animal it's different? So the Magen Avraham says, because by a tree it's called being mishtamish bilun, because that's a derech tashmishai. Normally you put things on a tree, you take things off a tree, and it's a derech tashmishai. But shenge by an animal, that's not called derech tashmishai. It's not the normal thing to store thing on an animal, to put things on an animal, to take things off the animal, that's not called derech tashmishai. That's how he wants to mechal, according to the Magen Mishnah. But it's a shtickel dachuk. People do things, put things on animal. You know, use the chamor to transport things. But the Karen Ayer Eifen Art, and also the Beis Meir in Simon Shinhei, they say a parshat pshat, again, not like the Tezer Shonim and the Rush, but maybe like the Magen Mishnah, that Mishtamish Bilam means that you're putting something on a tree, or you're taking something off a tree because you need it on the tree, or you need it off the tree. That's called Mishtamish Bilam. In that case, by Behemoth also might be Aser. But when you're putting something on a Behemoth, taking it off the Behemoth for the Behemoth's purpose, that's not being Mishtamish with the Behemoth. So the Gemara is only being Matir all these things that are necessary for the Behemoth. So you're not being Mishtamish with the Behemoth. The Dibris Meish also says that in Arachas. That's what he would say the Pshat is. By the tree, you put a nair on a tree, being mishtamish of the tree, it's holding your nair. You take the nair off the tree. By behema, whatever you're doing with tzarech the behema, that's not called being mishtamish of the behema. And that's what the Gemara is discussing, doing things with tzarech the behema. So that was shtim good. If you're going with the Magi Mishnah and the Psak of the Ramah, that taking something off a tree or putting something on a tree is mishtamish, and you don't want to be mechalik between a tree and a behema, like the Magen Avraham, you could say this chilek, that whatever you're doing for your own tzarech is called mishtamish, but what you're doing for the tzarech of the behemah, that's not called being mishtamish.